Wait, it's too dramatic. Hola. Nope, still too dark. Still too dark. That's probably a lovely sound for all y'all to hear in the audio version of this. Too dramatic. One more light. One more light. Sorry. Hold on. Hey. Or should I say... Hola. I'm in Spain. Like, actually, not like when people are like, I'm in Spain with a S. Nope, I'm in Barcelona, Spain. This has probably brought a lot of questions to some of the minds of y'all. Why am I in Europe? Why am I in Europe for so long? Why am I bouncing all around Europe? Like, literally stay in your basement in Canada, you little rat child. So, let me get into that before we get into, like, the main topic of this episode, which is a little deep, a little dark, a little scary. Also, it's very dangerous for me to have a spinny chair for this podcast. Like, usually when I, like, film my podcast, I have, like, a fidget toy, like a poppet, something like that, to, like, brrr, like, keep my mind off things. So that, like, it takes all the chaos in my brain and I can, like, export it through, like, whatever, like, fidget toy I'm playing with. But, like, without that, what am I to do? Are my words even going to make sense? We will find out. Also, this lamp above me is very scary. I tried to turn it off, like, with the switch on it, and it electrocuted me earlier. I've never been electrocuted in my life, but this... Today was the day, y'all. I literally touched it, and it felt like my finger exploded, and I, like, jumped. So, it's 1 inch from my head. Will I get electrocuted during this episode? stick around to find out. Okay. So, let me first explain why the heck I'm in Europe, and why I'm literally not leaving for another week. I got here, like, I want to say September 26th. Yeah, September 26th. I had two main things to do while I'm here. So first, let's start with Paris Fashion Week. That, I can hardly say the words without it being, like, I need, like, a trigger warning or something. So I was working. Oh, see, I don't know how much I can say about this. No, I know. I'm a big boy and I can figure things out for myself. There was two brands that I was working with for Fashion Week that I was going to be like going to like some fashion shows, getting dressed by them. All things that were very exciting to little old Ben, who was rotting away at home doing nothing. So I was very excited. I had never done anything like that before. Very exciting to me. I was super, super pumped. Second thing was, I don't think I can say anything about this. You'll just find out eventually when I can tell y'all, but it's very exciting. Unless I get COVID and can't do it. Well, I don't know what that cough was about. Yeah, I genuinely can't say anything about it, I don't think. So you'll find out. But basically, came to Europe for those two things. So I get to Paris first. Paris was the first stop. And I'm sitting there. I'm chilling in my Airbnb. I'm like waiting to see like what's the details. And each day, it got closer and closer to the date of the events. And I'm like, hola, hello, bonjour, like, what's going on? The day of the event, I, like, hear from the brands that I'm cut from the guest list. They're like, Ben of the Week is so ugly. If he even walked the red carpet, they would have to put a blanket over his head because he would look like literally a fungus that developed legs and could walk down a run. No. There was like an excuse. And basically, like the brand partnership fell through. So, I found myself in Paris with zero things to do. Now, I also, before going to Europe, made like plans, like texted people like, hey, I will be here. It'll be lots of fun. Let's hang out. Haven't seen you in forever. Some people haven't seen y'all at all. So I was like, whoa. I get there. What happened? Let's take a guess. Let's run through our brains what we think happened. The plans fell through and got canceled, and I got my plans canceled on me. So I want to relate this to the topic of the video, which is self-destruction. Now, for a long time, for a very long time, I have been so good. Like, I want to give myself credit. I've been so good. Almost every bad habit I managed to eradicate. Like, it was actually crazy how, like, well I was doing. Like, negative thoughts, I had amazing ways to cope with that. Negative eating patterns, like binge eating and stuff like that, I managed to cope with. And just also, like, eating unhealthy, which y'all know mama loves Taco Bell. Y'all know mama loves to decimate a box of Cheez-Its. I got on top of it, and literally it had been 6 months without Taco Bell, and I was like, whoa. Exercise, I was doing amazing. Being social, like I used to struggle with social anxiety, dealt with that. Is this okay? For a second, I thought I wasn't picking up my voice. And I basically had, like, actually my life together, and I was like, whoa. Epic Ben of the Week moment. And it was all kind of, like, punctuated by me going to Paris. I was like, this is going to be, like, the next step for me. I'm going to be so excited to, like, do all these things. And it's, like, I'm so proud of myself that I managed to get to do this. And then I get there, and everything falls apart. And for the next, like, 5 whole days... I fell off the wagon, y'all. I want you to imagine a flop era, mentally, physically, everything. I was in it. I was very much in it. It started off, like, the first day after literally everything getting canceled all in, like, one day. I just didn't leave my bed. I was like, nope.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing 2-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
So, didn't do that. Next day, left my bed once to go get Uber Eats. Now, I realize, like, I still have responsibilities. Like, I still want to post a YouTube video on Sunday, and there was, like, a TikTok that I needed to make. So eventually, like, the third day, I managed to get out of bed. But I haven't, like, fallen off the rails completely like that in a long time. Like, fully just, like, letting myself go. And it was kind of scary. Like, after a few days, I realized, like, how easy it was to just, like, reverse all the progress that I had made and just, like, slip back into old, like, habits. Like, I felt them creeping up. Like, the freaking, I don't know, like, the Annabelle doll behind me is, like, so that was, I need to, like, put my legs up. My blood flow is, like, I can feel the blood pooling. in my, I don't know, my feet. Yes, feet. So that was scary. And I was like, at the same time, I didn't really know how to stop it. Like, I felt it just like snowballing down, like just getting worse and worse, like more and more habits coming back. So I want to like have some like grand answer for like how I got out of this. But it was literally just like, for me, it was a change of scenery, because eventually I just left Paris and now I'm in Spain, which, by the way, I don't want to scare y'all. I'm doing so much better now. Like, I was really going through it that week. Now I'm thriving in Barcelona, loving Barcelona, live, laugh, love life. Except for these hiccups. So I really wish I like had a, like a solid answer of what to do. Oh my God, my socks are so dirty. What to do when you get into like a self-destructive rut like that. And I think it'd be like helpful, maybe, I don't know, at least maybe helpful for me to like break down what happens when you like fall into self-destructive patterns. So like, for me personally, let me take like one and put it into example. Like, for example, procrastination, literally one of the biggest demons in my life. If procrastination was a person, I would literally take their head and play Fruit Ninja with it. Like, so annoying. The amount of times where it'll be like I need to post Sunday morning on YouTube, and it'll be Saturday night, not even a YouTube video idea in my mind. And I'm calling myself out right now because it's Saturday evening. Where's the YouTube video? Half filmed. So when I procrastinate, I'm sure we all do this differently, but when I procrastinate in particular, I watch YouTube videos. I go down the YouTube video or like TV show rabbit hole. I will like watch one video and then another and then another and then another and another. And it's like, I really like want to focus on like the things that I'll like try and tell myself when I'm like procrastinating. Like, I'll see a video, I'm like, okay, this one won't hurt. And then I'll go to the next one and I'll be like, okay, it's almost 3 o'clock. I'll start at 3. So I'll watch this 20-minute video so that it gets me until 3 p.m. And then 3 p.m. will roll around and I still don't start. I'm like, okay, 3:30. Like, not having deadlines or setting deadlines and then just like blowing past them is such a self-destructive like tendency for me. And also, like, trying to think what another one would be in my life. Like, probably like eating. Now, for example, yesterday, I know I just said I'm doing so much better in Spain. This was like a one-off thing, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I went to this store called Flying Tiger, which was like so amazing. It's like a dollar store mixed with IKEA. They have like all these fun little things, but they have this like absolutely banger candy section, like absolutely amazing. And I saw these like gummy candy cones. I was like, mama loves candy. Mama loves gummies. I could literally eat and have eaten candy for like whole meals, which is very bad. Please don't do that. But I got these gummies and it was like kind of a big bag. Like, it was heavy. It was a heavy bag. And what did I do? I opened that thing up. 5 minutes, it was gone. In 5 whole minutes. And as I was eating them, with each one that I ate, I was like, I know this is going to give me a stomach ache. And I was like, it was ringing through my head. I was like, I know it's going to give me a stomach ache. I know it's going to give me a stomach ache. Finished it, got a stomach ache. And I was like, so why did I do that? So what was the purpose of doing all of that, of eating literally this entire bag of gummies for no reason? Like, things like that, it can be so hard to just stop impulses in your brain. And if you guys like ever suffer with like, or I mean struggle with like self-destructive tendencies, I want you to like first recognize that like a lot of the time it's just impulses in your brain, like literally impulses. Like, I just went into full like scavenging like primate mode. I was like, I must eat more candy, is delicious. And like it wasn't even active thoughts in my brain. It was like just me shoveling down these gummies. So like, I want you to realize, like, there can be a lot of guilt that you might feel after you do something like super self-destructive. And sometimes, you know, maybe the guilt's warranted, but a lot of the time, like, it's literally just your brain telling you to like do whatever, eat the whole bag of gummies. So I really don't think guilt is like productive to sit around and be like feeling guilty, like, ugh, why did I eat all that? It's not ever gonna like help to just like beat yourself up about it. I think what's productive is to like learn from it, try and recognize when you're feeling like impulses to do something that's gonna harm you. And then next time when you get those impulses, maybe you can recognize it faster and be like, no, no. And stop it before it gets too bad. Stop it before you've eaten the entire bag of Flying Tiger gummy ice cream cones. The housekeeping lady is outside my door, but I don't want her to come clean it, so I'm gonna be quiet. No, wait, actually, that makes no sense. I want her to know I'm in here. La 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 la. Okay. Okay. Man, she just comes in here. I'd be like, you have a near-death experience story for me? Okay. All right, we will continue with these thoughts after this quick break. I'm back on my space chair. This chair is very comfortable, by the way. I must say, I must point out. So, I just got some mucus stuck in my throat. Love a good mucus moment. Trying to think of any other self-destructive habits that I want to share with the internet in a public and permanent format. Side note, before we get into that, I always wonder, I always think to myself, like, will YouTube be around forever? Like, you think about, like, iconic TV channels, like, Disney Channel is literally gone in, like, most countries now. Like, I always wonder about how permanent things are on the internet. Like, will Instagram be around forever? Like, Vine died, but I feel like Instagram and Facebook, like, they're such big companies. There's no way. There's no way they're going anywhere. But it's like, there's no way Instagram is staying the same as it is forever. Like, if you think we're going to be 80 years old scrolling through Instagram and, like, watching TikToks the way we do now, there is no way. But at the same time, it's not going anywhere. So what is it going to be like? Like, what are they going to change? Is the For You page really going to, like, attach to, like nodes onto your brain and just, like, know exactly what you want? And it's, like, not even TikToks. It's just, like, lights and flashes to, like, stimulate your brain in, like, the most, like, exciting way possible? Like, what's it going to be like? Because I highly doubt it's going to be anything like what it is now. That's a scary thought. I'm gonna be like, watch my new TikTok, and y'all click on it. It's like beep, boop, 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 and like flashing lights. What? Anyways, back to self-destructive habits. I guess I could like go into more of like what Paris was like. Oh, I know. So when I got into this rut, I really don't know what to call it other than like a rut. I like felt myself changing. Boy, if the iPad turned off, Steve Jobs is going to get exhumed and I'm going to beat up. No. No, we're not finishing that sentence. So I literally felt myself becoming a terrible person when I was like in this rut. Like, I was getting so annoyed at the simplest things. Like, I'd literally, like, a speck of dust would like land on my nose and make me want to sneeze, and I would just scream. I'd be like, and then when I was like walking around Paris, like the three times I left my Airbnb, the slightest things would drive me up the wall. Like, someone walking too slow, I would literally dart. Like, I would like go into a sprint just to go around them and then start walking in front of them at a normal speed. And they're like probably like, hello? So I felt, and then also, I saw my Instagram explore page, which I never look at, but it just randomly opened to that page on my phone one day, and I saw this thing, it was like, signs of depression, and then it was like one of those like accounts that just post like infographics, and it was just like, the first slide was like, you are irritated easily, and I was like, me? Are you reading my mind? And by the way, those accounts are so stupid because I swipe through all the things and it's like doing all the pseudoscience and like saying all these symptoms of depression. And then you get to the end and that's just it. Like, The description was literally an ad for something too. Like, it wasn't even remotely related to like managing symptoms of like depression or anything. It literally just was an ad for like some, like, I can't even remember, like clothing company or something. So I was like, what? How are those accounts allowed? Like, literally, how can you just have an account that like self-diagnoses someone and then it's like, okay, deal with it, wench? Like, what? It blows my mind. Like, actually, social media is giving me brain rot sometimes. But anyways, also, side note, I've really been thinking about this and I wanted to tweet about it, but I feel like a tweet is like doesn't give me much enough space to talk about it. Our generation could have lived happier. I thought my belly button was out. I almost threw up. If it weren't for the Snapchat Discover page, I feel like a lot of us, no, like society in general would be a lot better. And here's why. You have things like tabloids, which are like these just gossipy magazines that like from an objective standpoint look like a legitimate news organization or whatever. And like when you open your Snapchat or Discover page, it'll literally be like, Charlie D'Amelio wore this, or like, people are furious about Addison Rae for doing this. And it's like things that aren't even like actually events. Like, it'll be like two people would be mad, and then like they just make the most clickbaity headline ever to like get reads. And it blows my mind because this has always been a thing, like tabloids being like, Jennifer Aniston caught with, Adam Sandler in like Bora Bora kissing each other, like stuff like that. And it was always known that that was like a very toxic part of society. And with magazines obviously going away, like, I don't know a single person in my life that has bought a magazine in the past year, but with magazines going away, I truly thought like maybe tabloids and all that stuff would go away. And it blows my mind how Snapchat just swooped up every single tabloid. Like, Daily Mail is one really terrible one. They will just post like the most disgusting clickbaits, and they'll always like take like a screenshot of like Addison Rae when she's like not looking at the camera, or it's like a really unflattering picture or something, and they'll like make that the thumbnail so people click on it. And it's so disgusting that like Snapchat just like perpetuates that. Like, that we really as a society could have let that just die, let it fizzle out. And then here they are giving it a platform, and it blows my mind. It actually blows my mind. I'm not the person to do this because I have a little monkey brain, but I really hope someone like makes a full like Shane Dawson style expose on how stupid Snapchat is for doing that and perpetuating that. Also, speaking of Shane Dawson, he's back on YouTube. I haven't watched his video. I don't think I'm going to. Y'all, I cannot sit through 40 minutes of Shane Dawson. I think I'd rather put, like, boiling lava in my ears. I feel like that would sound better than listening to Shane Dawson speak for 40 minutes. Also, sorry if it's kind of loud. I have, like, a balcony at my hotel. But the thing is, so there's no handle, and I was like, how do I open this? Like, it's this huge door, it's obviously openable, but I was like, there's no handle, it's just like just this hole, this square hole. So I called the front desk and I was like, como se dice, like, how do I get onto the balcony? And they're like, oh yeah, this is a historic building. Why do I do that? Why do I say words that end in ing, like building? It's a historic building, so they don't allow people on the balcony because they're scared they're gonna like wreck it. Which is, like, understandable, but I'm, like, I'm literally gonna do nothing but step outside there for 2 seconds, take a little selfie, and then, like, go back inside. So I was, like, I'm gonna figure out a way. I grabbed a USB stick, jammed it in the hole, cranked it, the door opened. So that happened, but here's where the predicament lies. I can't close it. And I'm in front of, like, literally the busiest street in Barcelona. So that's been really fun. I have a whole dresser pushed up against the door so it stays somewhat closed. Ow, hiccups. But it still is not closed. Ow. So I don't know what to do about that. That's why I've been refusing housekeeping every single day. I have like the do not disturb sign on my door constantly because I'm scared they're going to come in and see that I literally freaking jailbroke the door, and then they're going to yell at me and charge me $10 billion. So, anyways, I feel like we should briefly get back to self-destructive behavior, because I don't know how I just jumped, freaking leaped to a different topic, multiple different topics, but what if I not touched on about that? Basically, I just think it's really important to notice when you're becoming self-destructive. And sometimes there isn't even a reason. I was going to say, like, find out why. But honestly, there sometimes isn't a reason. For mine, it was, like, kind of falling off. And, like, all the good habits I had going, like, just kind of crumbled. And then I was, like, left with, like, all the toxic habits that I have. But sometimes it's literally nothing. Sometimes you might just find yourself, like, doing things that you know is, like, going to harm you or, like, not be good for you. I know there's definitely an elephant in the room, like things like nicotine, drugs, alcohol. I've never really like struggled with any of that, so I can't like really touch on that, but definitely self-destructive behaviors. But I guess, yeah, a lot of the time there isn't a reason for it, and you just have to like kind of be kind to yourself while also laying down some ground rules, being like, next time I want to do this, knowing that's going to hurt me, I'm going to remind myself that's going to hurt me and how it hurt me last time. Ow! Ow! No! I just got shocked. That didn't feel as bad as the electrocution, but this lamp is out to get me. Anyways, love the way in which my phone ran out of storage right as I was getting into that point. Recognizing and like reminding yourself of how you felt and what it did to you when you last succumbed to your self-destructive behaviors can be very helpful and hopefully can make you stop them. This thing is buzzing now like it's about to explode, and I'm so terrified genuinely of this thing. Like it's like the Pixar lamp's like evil twin. That's, I think I've touched all bases for about being self-destructive. So I want to tell you about the dream I had last night. No, I don't actually, because I don't think it's allowed. I don't think I'm allowed to say it on YouTube. No. Well, yeah, no, it's a dream. It's a dream. Like, shut up, YouTube person being like, this is illegal for YouTube. I had a dream last night where like me and my friends decided, it was like so weird. My friends, like, I couldn't see their faces, but I knew that they were like famous YouTubers. So I truly don't know who they were. It was like, I think maybe one of them was like Jake Paul. But anyways, we all decided to like abandon our personal YouTube channels and all like join together to make a slow motion YouTube channel where we like spent like $1 million on this like amazing camera to like film things in slow motion. And then we were getting like so popular and people were like, what are they gonna do next? So we decided to like get 100 pounds of TNT and like ignite it. And like in this dream, I was like, there was not a thought crossed my mind. And by the way, when I have dreams, like I actually think they're like happening for real. Like I don't have dreams where I'm like I know it's a dream. Like every single time I wake up and I'm like, holy, that just happened. So I was like, not a thought crossed my mind about like, is this legal in my little dream head? So I don't know where we got it from, but we like made this like house out of like 100 pounds of TNT, which by the way, my dream looked exactly like Minecraft TNT. Love that my brain is just not original in the slightest. But anyways, we like, we ignited it. And then we were like way too close, and in slow motion, we were like recording, and I saw like all of us literally getting evaporated into like human smoothies. And it was so weird because in the dream, I like kind of felt it. Like I felt the fear, but it was like in slow motion, but I felt like the fire on my face. And then I woke up and I was like, So that was my little dream of being a slow motion YouTuber. Honestly, I still want to do it. I feel like that'd be so fun. to just break stuff or, like, I don't know, do stuff like that in slow motion, I would live, laugh, and love. Anyways, thank you so much for listening or watching another episode. Thanks for hanging out with me. I truly appreciate it. I'll see y'all next Wednesday. If you want to send me your near-death experiences, please use the hashtag #IAlmostDiedPodcast and tweet them to me, and I will read them. In Spain, don't know what I'm going to do today. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to film my YouTube video and stop procrastinating because we are done with our toxic self-destructive tendencies. Yes, we are, because we are so loud. Okay, follow me on Instagram at Ben of the Week, YouTube at Ben of the Week, Twitter at Ben of the Week, Snapchat at Ben_WUT. Actually, don't follow me on Snapchat because Snapchat is gross with their tabloids about Charlie D'Amelio. Okay, I'll see y'all next Wednesday. Stay safe, take care. Love you so freaking much. More than I can ever believe. I really have to get up to end this podcast. This is so awkward. I'm really going to have to waltz over to the phone because I set up so far away. Okay, love you. Bye.